Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners. It's Nug Nargang here. Just wanted to let you know that Illusionoid now has a Patreon account. We want to continue to grow our audience, and with your support, we can provide more content, offer exclusive merchandise, advertise our podcast to new listeners, and cover our monthly operating costs. You can donate as little as $1 a month to help us reach our goal. For more than a dollar, you can get your name read in the credits, you can get some cool swag, you can title an episode, and even create a character for us to use. Check out patreon.com/illusionoid for all the information and goodies you can get by being a supporter. That's patreon.com/illusionoid. Thanks.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Ah, I just woke up from a wonderful dream. A dream where I had friends and fellow humans to spend my time with. Alas, I awake now to utter darkness. And you, listener, if you are indeed listening, or if you just have me on in the background, good enough. Let me talk to you and tell you a tale from the future. In the future, there are no laws. Chaos reigns supreme. It makes me hearken back to a time when laws were stringent, prisons strong, and impenetrable. Except for this tale. Listen on. I think I gave away the ending.
All right. Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Very well. Space jury, I ask you now, do you find the defendant... Oh, before we cast judgment. Defendant?
Yes.
State your name.
My name, for the fourth time, is Barbara Reynolds.
Barbara Reynolds, I gotta take that down. Barbara Reynolds.
Yes.
You are accused of murder?
I know.
Larceny?
Yes.
Lasciviousness?
Mm-hmm.
Space hijacking?
I know.
Time crime and fraud. Do you have anything to say for yourself before the jury finds you, before the jury says anything?
I just want to say, I want to go on record as saying that I may have done those things, but I did them for a reason, for a higher purpose.
Well, we probably should have talked about that during the trial. Very well. That is duly recorded in all of our notebooks. Jury.
Yes?
How do you find the defendant?
Oh, we, the jury, find the defendant super guilty. It's the worst kind of guilty we could think of. She's guilty of all counts. Extra on the lasciviousness.
I may go to jail, but I won't stay there. My boyfriend will see that I'm out, that I'm freed.
Barbara Reynolds.
Yes?
I, Judge Demon X-X-15, find you guilty of all these abhorrent crimes.
Super guilty.
Super guilty. And therefore, I sentence you to infinity in space prison. And may the cold vacuum of space have mercy on your soul. We've sent her through the vortex to space prison. That's the last we'll ever see of her. Who's up for lunch?
I gotta get her out of there. They sent her to space prison, but I have to get her out.
Are you crazy, man? Nobody gets out of space prison.
Yeah, man. What the hell? You crazy or what?
I'm that crazy in love with Barbara. I have to get her out. I'm gonna break into that space prison and get her out.
You know, all right, you know the space prison is practically impregnable, right? That those walls are 19 feet thick and they are made of titanium. You can't get in.
You cannot impregnate it.
I'll get in there. I'll get through those walls. I'll impregnate those walls and then I'll impregnate Barbara.
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
All in one night?
You know what you're saying. That's a big task,
well,
man.
We're gonna break in first, and then I'll get her home, and then I'll make love to her in celebration.
Oh, all right.
When does this party break up? Like the three of us? Are we around for all of that?
No, we're not gonna stick around for when Barbara and I celebrate, but you are gonna help me break into that prison to get her.
This sounds like a real jinx up, man.
A jinx up indeed.
Damn!
All right, here's my plan. Check out these papers. I drew up plans.
Man, are these based on, like, actual schematics? Or what did you get? Where did you get these things?
I saw a picture of the space prison once.
Yeah?
And I've drawn these plans up to match the picture that I saw the one time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can see here's the door.
Right, that's right.
Here's the guards.
Yeah, you Google Earth this, right?
Yeah, here's the turrets.
Perfect. Anybody else who had done this, I would have said they're crazy. But your cybernetic mind is capable of such things.
I'm so lucky to have a cybernetic mind that I can think clearly. It also allows me to plug into security computers and screw with them so I can change the cameras around, turn off the lasers, maybe turn off the robot guards if I'm lucky.
Lobot? You are fucking crazy, man.
That's right.
Lobot, man. Hey, you know what? If we're gonna do this caper, man, we gotta use our code name. Alright? I wanna be called Sprocket Man. Alright?
Alright, Sprocket Man.
And you are Lobot.
That's my name.
Okay.
It shouldn't be using my name, like we're not calling you Terry, we're gonna call you Sprocket Man.
Yeah, okay. Sprocket Man.
Then your code name is Terry.
No, that'll be confusing.
You're right.
Yeah, because okay. I would respond to that. I'd never turn around, right? Okay. I would go, what? And then there we go, no, I'm talking to him, and I'd be like, oh!
So you're Sprocket Man. What do you want your name to be?
Space Rainbow.
Space Rainbow, sweet, man.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm gonna go with my space name.
Yeah.
Robot.
Robot. Well,
Robot. That's a lot like Lobot.
It's a lot like Robot.
It's all I can think of.
Oh.
Then make one up for me. I don't know what to
okay.
do.
I got one.
All right.
I think your name should be the Human Sticky Time.
I think your name should be Space Maniac.
Space Maniac.
Space Maniac. Oh,
okay. I like that. Yeah. I like that.
All right.
It's got a cadence to it. It's got a sing-song quality. I like it.
But I want to back up for a second and say, I just want to clarify, we all know that space rainbows are really dangerous, right?
Totally.
Like they're for sure. Blinding.
Oh, they're like the worst kind
of
rain.
Of razor
they're
sharp.
Deadly.
Light.
Yes, deadly rainbow.
Okay, then we're on the same page.
It's not soft and cuddly. Now, I'm a munitions expert. So
that's right, Sprocket Man.
I brought my backpack full of bombs. And I can't believe I got past security with this shit. But I'm going to open it up and see what I got. Oh, look at that. This one's gonna get us through those 16-foot titanium walls like butter, baby.
Yeah.
This one's
a butter bomb.
It's a butter bomb.
Titanium and butter are natural enemies.
Everyone knows this.
Since 14,092.
Yeah, in the great titanium butter war. That thing was a dust up.
All right, we've got our munitions expert. Yeah. And I, of course, am a master of disguise.
Who are you going to dress up as to get past those guards?
Oh, I haven't thought about it yet, but I'm thinking the warden's wife.
The warden's wife? Wait a minute, you can't be the warden's wife.
Why not?
Because the warden is a woman.
I'm a master of disguise.
She is a lesbian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She has a wife.
So that's legal.
Yeah, it is.
How long has that been legal for?
Well, it was legal for a while, and then they took it away because people were like, what's the point? And then it's legal again.
Okay, yeah. It's progressive.
It's hot, man.
It's hot. It's like, super hot.
Like, absolutely.
Because she's like a warden, right, in prison. And she's like a lesbian, right? Which is exactly what you would expect. And then she's got a hot wife, right? Which you're gonna be.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be super distracting for me because like I am like ready to go all the time.
Just remember it's me though.
I'll do my best, but I can make no promises.
All right,
and then I'll be the computer guy and in charge.
Robot.
That's right.
No, wait.
Terry.
Space Maniac.
All right.
Yeah.
So Look at the plans here. Here's the front door.
Okay.
I need you to walk up to the front door dressed as the warden's wife. Distract the guards. Then we'll sneak past. You'll butter bomb the wall.
Butter bomb.
I'll get through.
Hey, can I change my name to Butter Bomb?
Yes, you can.
I forgot the other one.
Yeah, you're Space Mania.
No.
I'm Space Mania. Yeah.
Space Rainbow.
Space Rainbow. Butter Bomb.
Nice Butter Bomb.
Oh, I like that.
So he'll distract the guards.
Okay.
We'll go in past the guards. You'll butter bomb the wall.
Yep.
Then I'll go in, plug my brain into the computers, and let my lady go. Barbara, I'm coming for you.
Now you know that you could be compromised, right? When you plug your brain into the mainframe, it could take you over instead of you taking it over.
That's a risk. That's a risk I'm willing to take.
I'll be monitoring from the warden's office. I'll have nothing else to do except making love to the warden.
What if she undresses you and finds that you have none of the same parts as her wife?
Then you can use a butter bomb for its alternate purpose.
Take it with you.
Just remember to remove the detonator.
All right. We ready to go? Space Rainbow?
All right, Space Maniac, Butterball.
Butterball.
Hi.
High five, everyone.
This is a difficult high five with three of us.
Okay, three. Yeah. Two-way high five. All right. Here we go. All right, one, two, three.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh. Stuck between the two hands.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Check out my ride.
Nice.
Huh? What do you think of that, huh? Look at the size of that drill bit on the front.
It's a car with a drill bit tied to it.
Yeah.
You should maybe put the bit facing forward instead of just across the grill.
I built a car with a drill. When did you ever build a car with a drill bit?
I didn't.
Well then?
It just would make more sense to have the bit facing forward.
Noted. Space Rainbow, man.
How do I look, you guys?
You're sweating like crazy, man.
You look super hot, though, I gotta say.
The latex on this costume is crazy.
You look good, man.
Did you bring your voice changer?
Yeah, of course I did.
Let's hear it.
Hello. I am the warden's wife. How are you?
That's uncanny,
that's
man.
That's incredible.
That's exactly like the warden's wife.
Excellent work.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Okay, fellows, wish me luck.
Good luck, man.
Good luck, Space Rainbow.
Okay.
Who goes there?
Oh, hello. I am the... Hey, you know me. It's me. Let me in. My wife is waiting for me. The warden.
Of course. Right this way.
Now, don't look at me like that. I am incredibly hot and female.
Sorry, ma'am.
Okay. just up here?
Yes, of course. You've been here before.
The warden sometimes changes offices. You know?
Just security. A moment. Did you see this woman's identification when she came through?
No, I didn't. But it's clearly the warden's wife.
Yes, outward appearances would tell us so. However, I did read a report that Space Rainbow had broken out of prison a couple of weeks ago and may be working in... undercover.
Well, if I may, Space Rainbow would hardly break out of one prison and break into another prison. We'd have to be insane.
That would be...
Oh, that is highly amusing, fellas. Now listen, I am the warden's wife. And if it will make things easier, I will allow the two of you to make love to me.
Well, it's been a while.
Johansson, does our marriage mean nothing to you?
Well, it's not that it doesn't mean anything. It's just that, you know, from time to time, it's nice to have a little spice.
Okay, I'm just going to let you two work this out. I'm going to go up the stairs to the office.
How dare you? Look, I'm not... It's not that I'm trying to make you jealous.
I am wearing your ring.
I know.
Okay, that was a close one. All right. Oh, it's the warden's office. Wait a second. What am I supposed to do when I'm in here? I just meet the warden and make love to her? I was supposed to do something like, turn off the...
Okay, he's passed.
All right, man.
It's up to you.
Okay, so, butter bomb, right?
Let's go.
Check out that titanium. You know, I read all the specs, man. I searched it. I looked at all the schematics online. But that thing is thick, man.
All right, we gotta sneak past these guards while they're arguing.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna up the butter bomb. I'll do two butter bombs on this one. Take a look at these babies.
Nice.
Nice, huh? Four detonators. Two butter bombs. Pray to God it works. Ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Get down, Space Mania.
Go to town.
Here we go. This is for Barbara.
Go, butter bomb, go.
One. Two. What?
Oh, butter. Wait a second.
Nice. I'm running in.
Whoa, it worked. All right. Now, while the grease is flying, let's get in there.
Okay, okay. Now, take the cord out of my cyber brain.
Yeah, yeah, watch that now. Oh, jelly. There's some jelly coming out of your head, man.
It stays clean. Okay, now I plug it into the computer.
Whoa.
Okay, now, find Barbara. Where is Barbara?
I'll keep a look at the door, man.
Wait. Barbara's in the warden's office?
You wanted me up here, warden?
I certainly did.
Well, it's my first day here. I was just down with orientation. I was finding my way around in the kitchen and stuff.
Yes, well, I'll show you something else if you want.
Wait a second. My boyfriend.
Hello, it's me, your waihua, Barbara.
Yes.
How do you know Barbara?
Aren't you the warden's wife?
Aren't you my wife?
Aren't you the warden?
What am I doing here?
What are you doing here?
Catching you in a moment of infidelity?
You're right. But I wasn't doing anything.
Well, you were about to. I had put some stuff in your drink.
Oh, my loins! Oh, gushing!
Honey, I'm so sorry. Can you ever forgive me?
Maybe. Maybe. But I have... on one condition.
What's that?
That I take Barbara with me and we leave this building.
As long as you never say a word.
I will never say a word.
I'll see you at home.
Okay.
I guess I'll go with you if that's okay with the warden.
Hey, Barbara, don't worry, it's me. It's Space Rainbow.
Space Rainbow? How did you get in here?
I'm a master of this guy.
I forgot about that. Wait a second. There's some guards!
Oh. She's on to us now! I shouldn't have turned off my voice modulator. Listen, you start running down the stairs, and I will disguise myself as a bear.
Okay, here I go!
Space Rainbow, can you read me? I see he's disguised himself as a bear. Space Rainbow, this is Space Mania. I'm plugged into the computer and I'm talking to you on the loudspeakers. Follow these directions out of the building!
Man, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take a butter bomb, remove the detonators, and I'm gonna slick in the hallway so that the bear man, because it's bear man now, right? He's gonna slide out.
Space Rainbow, you'll find one hallway slick with butter. Use it to slide out with Barbara. Go, man. Left. Left again. Down the stairs. There's the hallway.
Oh my God, it's so slick.
Slide.
That went well.
Oh, you transformed back from a bear. You're Space Rainbow again.
Yeah, I am. I always was.
Hey, is my boyfriend here?
Barbara!
Lobot! Oh, this is so wonderful!
Isn't it? Now let's get in this crazy, crazy vehicle and
hey,
get
listen,
out of
man,
here.
I don't want no criticism, all right? If this vehicle wasn't here right now, we'd be walking, all right?
Why is there a drill bit on it again?
Oh... the drill bit is for drilling in things.
Then drill our way out of here, butter bomb.
Butter bomb. All right. You guys, hey, for old time's sake, one more butter bomb each. And that includes you too, Barbara.
Yeah, why not, huh?
Yeah, all right, fine. Yeah.
All right, Space Rainbow, take this.
Here we go.
Lobot, grab this one.
Thanks, buddy.
Barbara?
Yeah?
Hold on to this. And me? Butter bomb? Let's do this thing.
Let's drive away and throw this behind us at the guards.
All right, let me kick this thing over at them. All right, listen to that. 19 horses.
Nice. Let's go! And throw!
Gone! Butter bomb away!
Did you pull the detonator?
Space Rainbow, you're not supposed to eat the butter bomb.
Guys,
I got a weakness.
The Great Space Prison Caper, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Space Rainbow, Judge Demon XX15, and Prison Guard Number 3. Lee Smart as Terry, aka Butterbomb, Barbara Reynolds, and Prison Guard Number 2. And Nug Nargang as Lobot, aka Space Maniac, the Space Jury Foreman, Prison Guard Number 1, and the Warden. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.